to episode 14 of Be Boomer Unleashed. I'm your host, Jerry Lake, the Unleashed Baby Boomer. And today in episode 14, and probably in episode 15, we're going to talk about the difference in generations. And there is a difference. Lots of people will argue that, but more about that later. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to remind you, you can always find our podcast at beboomerunleashed.podbean.com. You can find us on iTunes, Google Play, Facebook, Spotify, Tumblr, and Instagram at Be Boomer Unleashed. And you can always drop us an email at beboomerunleashed@gmail.com. And we always like to hear from our listeners. We've gotten several good suggestions and lots of good feedback from our listeners. Before we get into today's episode, I just want to give a plug for a movie that my wife and I saw last night. And it's entitled Unplanned. And it's the story about Abby Johnson, who used to work for Planned Parenthood, was a clinic director, and God changed her mind on that terrible thing that she was involved with. And last night was sneak preview night, and my wife and I went to see that. And I certainly recommend that you go take a look at that. It might change your opinion on this multi-million dollar industry, the abortion industry and Planned Parenthood, right in the center of that. We're going to talk about generational differences this week and next week, and how there are differences in the generations. Now, a lot of people would argue that there's no difference. That's just something that's made up. Somebody wants to make a business on talking about generational differences, but there arguably is a difference between the way people act from one generation to the other and how we have developed our morals, our work ethic, and all these things. Now, we're going to talk about that for the next couple of weeks. And then after we finish those 2 weeks of discussion, and I received this comment from one of my listeners, let's talk about church. Let's talk about church and how it's changed over the generations. And I think if we have an understanding of the characteristics of the folks in each generation here, it might be easier for us to understand how church, how organized religion, if you will, has changed through the decades. And there definitely has been a change in that. And we'll start a discussion on that probably in episode 16. But in episode 14 and 15, we're going to just lay some groundwork, if you will, on what we believe are some differences in these generations. Now, let's define who we're talking about here. We could talk about a generation that goes by several different names. I guess the most common name would be the traditionalists. Also, those were the veterans, the World War II vets, and the World War I vets. They were also called the silent generation, the moral standard or the moral authority. These folks grew up on radio, not TV. Now, we've just come through a discussion on media, how it was over the ages, but most folks sat around the radio listening to radio broadcasts. On December 7th, 1941, America sat around the radio as President Franklin Delano Roosevelt made the announcement that Pearl Harbor had been attacked, and what a terrible time. What a dark day in history that was. That generation grew up around radios. And, you know, arguably there are different dates established to each of these generations. Most folks figure that that greatest generation, as we call them, are the traditionalists. They were born between about 1900 and 1945 until the war was over, their World War II. So the folks in that generation that are living today, now most of that generation, a lot of that generation has gone on to their great reward somewhere, but what we would classify that generation today is probably the folks between ages 75 and 95. Now, my mom is 92, but there are not many of those old folks left around today. You know, 92 is a ripe old age. We know a lady at our church who's 102. So folks do live that long, but that's kind of unusual. So the lion's share of that generation has already passed off the stage of life. But we'll look at that generation right now as being those between 75 and 95. And then we come to our generation, my generation, the baby boomers. And those people were born between 1946, roughly, and 1964. Again, there are arguments, there are debates over what dates to put on there, but you're going to be pretty close. And I also understand that the characteristics aren't always consistent from one generation to the next. Somebody might have one foot in the old generation, one foot in the baby boomers, or they might have one foot in the baby boomer generation and one foot in Generation X. So everything, and it also depends on the upbringing in the home, many times, of how these folks react. But there are some generalizations that can be made about these. So those baby boomers are from about age 55 to 74. We'll call that group the baby boomers, and I fit squarely in that generation. I'll be 69 if I live until July the 9th. And that generation, the baby boomers, and that's the rationale for this program. Let's talk about what happened in baby boomer days. Then we get into Gen X, Generation X, and those folks were born primarily between about 1965 and 1980. 1965 and 1980, and those folks are today 39 to about 54 years old, 39 to 54, and that's Generation X. And the millennials, that latest generation we're going to talk about, they were born between about 1981 and 2000. So that group would be 19 to 38 years old in that range. So that's the four groups that we're going to talk about. We're going to talk about those traditionalists, the baby boomers, Generation X, and millennials. And then when we get into episode 16, two episodes from now, when we talk about the change in churches over the generations, we're going to tie that into how this generational difference and their outlook on life really has a lot to do with that change in organized religion. Now, let's talk about some of the famous people that might have been traditionalists. You know, we think of Bob Dole, Elizabeth Taylor, John Wayne, those folks, Ronald Reagan. That was the greatest generation. Those are examples of folks like that. Now you get into the baby boomers, we're talking about Bill Clinton and Meryl Streep. Okay, so you can see a difference in the character, certainly, of those people. And then you get into Gen X, we get into Barack Obama and Jennifer Lopez. And you can see that those folks are nothing like the folks in the generations that preceded them. And then we get into the millennials. We're talking about Ashton Kutcher and Serena Williams and these young and up-and-coming Hollywood types that you might look at as the millennials. Now, let's talk about what influenced these generations when they were growing up. And that had a profound effect on shaping their life values, on shaping their direction in life, many times shaping their careers, and shaping their family values and their religious values. Now, the traditionalists, that greatest generation, what were they influenced by? Well, they grew up in World War II, the Korean War. They survived. Their parents primarily were adults during the Great Depression, and these kids who grew up in that era survived that Great Depression. Wow. You know, if you haven't done much study, much research on the Great Depression, I mean, there was mass chaos. There was, when the stock market tumbled and we went into that Great Depression and people were killing themselves because they had nothing, and there were people who were on the streets and they lost their homes and they didn't have anything to eat, and there were soup kitchens and soup lines and places where you could get a little handout for some bread and stuff, and people scrimped and saved and scratched around for every penny that they could get, and they didn't have cabinets or cellars full of food. A lot of folks grew their own food during that depression, and it was a terrible time. So those traditionalists, those people who grew up in that generation, had to go through that Great Depression. There was a big rise of corporations during that time, big companies. They, of course, experienced hard times growing up. following hard times, we experienced a time of prosperity. You know, after World War II and the guys came home and business, I mean, there was a time of prosperity there. So that is kind of the influencers that we had on those traditionalists or those folks who grew up in those early years. Then we get to the baby boomers. You know, we could call those baby boomers also the me generation. It was all about me. I love me truly. Yes, I do. And it was all about them and personal satisfaction. Even the music of the day was about personal satisfaction. And it was all about them. What makes me feel good? What can I do? We thought that we were the moral authority of the day. Now, some of the influencers that we had were the civil rights movement, and we're going to do several episodes in the future on the civil rights movement and what it was like back in baby boomers' day and what it's become today. We're going to talk about the civil rights movement. The biggest influencer, probably one of the biggest influencers of my generation or those baby boomers, was the Vietnam War, when we watched our friends and relatives go off to the Vietnam War and come home in a body bag. And it was a scary time. It was a time of unrest. There were lots of protests against the Vietnam War, and we'll talk more about that later, but that we also were dealing with the Cold War. Remember when we all thought that Russia was going to launch the bomb and it was going to kill us all? We had bomb drills in school where you'd hide under the desk. Wouldn't that be something? You know, you hide under that desk to fend off an atomic bomb or an atomic attack. Lots of folks built bomb shelters back in those days. So there was always this thing hanging over our head about the Russians coming to get us. The baby boomers, unfortunately, we have the highest divorce rate in history. Baby boomers, you know, used to, when I grew up, you didn't hear much about people getting divorced. But as those folks came of age, divorce rate, and a lot of that divorce rate, you know, the women went to work back during World War II because there were no men to take those jobs. And after the men came home, primarily the men, of course, there were women who served in World War II also. But when the men came home, the ladies wanted to stay in the factories. The ladies still wanted to work. And that's okay. Not a problem with that. But there was a lot of hanky-panky, if you will, in the workplace. And unfortunately, back in those days, women didn't get promotions at work for their abilities or their skills. Many times they got promotions at work because they cozied up to the boss. And that was the day of that kind of thing. You know, post-war babies, not all of us, but post-war babies grew up to be radicals. In the 70s, remember all the protests that were in the 70s, protesting the Vietnam War, protesting, you know, you name it, anything, any issue that came up, that group of baby boomers, they were going to protest it. And that was the age of those protests and radicals. Then in the 80s, that same group became yuppies. You know, they went from hippies and protesters to yuppies. So there were some transitions and transformations of that baby boomer generation. The American Dream, remember the American Dream? It was promised to us, the baby boomers, promised to us as children. You know, we were always told, well, you can do any, you can grow up to anything you want to be. You could grow up to be president of the United States if you wanted to. And as a result, baby boomers were seen as being greedy, materialistic, and ambitious, you know. The baby boomers, I guess, came up with the slogan, he that dies with the most toys wins. Well, that's not true. He that dies with the most toys dies. You know, this multimillionaire had millions and millions of dollars worth, and somebody said he died, and somebody said, well, I wonder how much he left. Well, he left it all. You know, we come in with this to this life with nothing, and we leave with nothing. But the baby boomer generation was obsessed with accumulating things. You know, before the baby boomer generation, households were lucky to have one car. But, of course, the baby boomers, they saw the need for the second car, and some of them the third car, and the camper and the boat. and the summer home and new furniture and, the latest and greatest television set or whatever it might be. It was a very materialistic society, and that American dream, became a reality for those baby boomers, and as a result, many of those boomers were very materialistic. Now, there are probably about 80 million baby boomers today. Now, the number of traditionalists is a far smaller number than that because many of those folks have died, but there's probably about 80 million of us today, baby boomers, over 50 million Gen Xers, and there's 75 million millennials. So you see the problem with that? The baby boomers, all of us are retirement age or past retirement age. Many have already retired, not really producing anything right now for society. So that's also a characteristic of us boomers. Now we come along with Generation X. Remember Generation X? Generation Xers, they were called the doers, the post-boomers, the 13th generation, you name it. They had a lot of different names to them. But what influenced them growing up? Watergate, total distrust of politics and the system. Energy crisis. They grew up in that energy crisis. When you are you old enough to remember the lines at the filling stations when you just couldn't get gasoline? Yeah, there was plenty of it, but it was a big ploy to raise the prices of gasoline. And gasoline went from about 29 cents a gallon to 70 cents a gallon almost overnight if you could get it. And you could, I remember back in those days, I was traveling on the road. I was a representative for a company, and I bought a vehicle that had a 36-gallon gas tank in it, because when I left home, I knew I could go to the farthest point in my territory and get home on one tank of gas in case I couldn't get gas along the road. And there were many times when there were signs up at the gas station that said, no gas, no gas. So these kids grew up through that energy crisis. They grew up with dual-income families. Now, most baby boomers, most of us, had a one-income family. Some of the moms continued to work, obviously, but most of us had one-income families. Dad went home to work, and mom stayed home and took care of the kids. But almost all of the Generation Xers had dual-income families or single parents. You remember the latchkey kids? That's this generation. The Gen Xers were the latchkey kids, where they came home to an empty house after school, and they took care of themselves, and they let themselves in. They're the Y2Kers. Remember Y2K, when we thought the world was going to come to an end on December 31st, 1999? My daughter, for example, got married on December 31st, 1999, New Year's Eve, and we called it the Y2K wedding, and we didn't know what was going to happen. Nobody knew what was going to happen, so those were the things that kind of influenced those Gen Xers. Their perceptions were shaped by growing up having to take care of themselves. Yeah, this group of kids kind of grew up taking care of themselves because mom and dad were both working. They came home to an empty home or an empty house, and they really didn't have anybody to tend to their needs at home. And then when mom and dad came home, guess what? They felt guilty about leaving the kids home there all day. So instead of being parents, they wanted to be their buddies when they came home. Or mom and dad wanted to go out and do something else, and the kids ended up staying home with themselves. So they came up taking care of themselves and watching politicians lie and watching their parents get laid off. Lots of layoffs during that generation. Lots of lying politicians. Remember Nixon? I am not a crook, Remember that? They came of age during that time when the U.S. was losing their status as the most powerful nation in the world. For generations, the United States was considered the most powerful nation in the world, and kind of lost that. Our military got kind of weakened. Our war machinery, there wasn't money going into that. We had a lot of money going into the space race. We had a lot of money going into technology, but not so much money to the military. Now, don't get me wrong. I believe that the United States of America is the greatest nation on the face of the earth, bar none. And I believe that if we did come under attack, that we would gear up for war pretty quickly and the American technology would come through again. But understand, we have kind of let things go by the wayside, and we haven't spent the money we need on our military through the years. So this was a generation, also the first generation, that's not going to do as well financially as their parents did. These are the 30-somethings that are still living at home. And then that dips over into the millennials, too. But a lot of them don't own a house. They live with their parents. You know, so, you know, this is the first generation. Most generations, each generation, they were better off than their parents. Baby boomers, most of us were the first ones to go to college in our family. Our parents never went to college. Lots of them dropped out of high school and went in and joined the military and fought in World War II and fought the Nazis and the Japanese and on all those fronts and defending our freedom. But most of the baby boomers went to college. But the Gen Xers, they're not going to have as much. They're not going to be as financially well off as the previous generation of boomers. A lot of that might have something to do with the boomers were so materialistic. They, you know, spent all the money on themselves and didn't take time taking care of their kids. So these Gen Xers grew up by themselves and really didn't have the guidance that they needed for that. Finally, let's take a look at the millennials, that group that's probably 19 to 38 years old, about 75 million of them. They're also sometimes called Generation Y, Generation Next, Echo Boomers, Chief Friendship Officers, 24/7s. This group was influenced by what? Digital media. It was a child-focused world. Those folks grew up in a time, or are growing up in a time, of the participation trophy. You know, they play sports, and they don't get a trophy if they win. Well, they get one, but it's just a little bigger trophy than the participation trophy. You know, we got to make our kids feel good. They can't feel bad about themselves. You know, you've got to build their self-esteem. And boy, have we done such a good job of that to these kids. It's impossible for them to feel bad about themselves. So it was a child-focused world. They grew up, this first generation, it really experienced many of those school shootings that we talked about in the past episodes. A lot of them were children of divorce. AIDS was a big thing. They grew up with that. The 9/11 terrorist attacks, you know, lots of scary things. They hope to be the next great generation. They're going to fix everything that we boomers and the Gen Xers messed up. They're going to fix it all, and they think they know how to fix it, but as you've seen in today's politics with things like the New Green Deal and Medicare for everyone, the thinking is not very solid. They grew up more sheltered than any other generations, as parents wanted to protect them from the evils of the world. So these kids haven't had a chance to make decisions for their own. They came of age in a period of economic expansion, and we've always kept them busy as children. Little League baseball, Little League football, cheerleading, gymnastics, you name it, we want to keep those. Those kids are into everything. They just go from one sport to the next sport to the next sport to the next sport to the next sport, and they really don't have time to be kids, and that's going to pay huge negative dividends in the long run. And we'll talk a little more about that next week and in the episodes to come. Well, I think that's all the time we have for today, but next week we're going to continue this discussion, laying the groundwork for the generational differences, and we're going to go over a few of those, and then we're going to start a discussion about religion and Christianity and organized religion from the 1950s up through today. But I think it's important that we lay the groundwork for understanding why there's so much difference in religion today, in Christianity today, than it was back in my generation growing up. Well, thanks again for tuning in to Be Boomer Unleashed. Please share our podcast with your friends. Please share your opinions as well, and also ideas for future episodes or guests on the show. Well, here's wishing you a great week, and may God bless each and every one of you. Goodbye.